Earners, what's up? Look, the holiday season is supposed to be about joy and celebration, but let's be real. Finances could take a serious hit this time of year. Have you ever found yourself dipping into your savings or even adding to your credit card debt just to cover some holiday expenses? I know I've been there, and those months of catching up afterward, they're not fun. But what if you could approach this holiday season differently, without the stress? That's where Chime comes in. With a Chime checking account, you get features designed to help you stay in control of your money, like no monthly or maintenance fees, fee-free overdraft up to $200 with SpotMe, and my personal favorite, getting paid up to 2 days early with direct deposit. Think about it. No surprise fees draining your account and the flexibility to handle those holiday expenses when they pop up. Let me tell you about SpotMe. I remember a time when an overdraft fee hit me just because my timing was off with my paycheck. It was frustrating and unnecessary. With Chime, you don't have to deal with that. SpotMe lets you overdraft up to $200 without fees, and your next deposit just covers the balance. And here's something unique. Chime is all about community. You can even get a boost from a friend to temporarily increase your SpotMe limit. And when you help a friend out, they can boost you back. It's a real give and take that makes managing your finances feel a little more supportive. Millions of Chime members are making financial progress every day. To date, Chime has spotted members over 32 billion in transactions through SpotMe. And with access to over 50,000 fee-free ATMs, you can take care of your money anytime, anywhere. So enjoy the holidays while keeping your financial goals on track with Chime. Open your account in just 2 minutes at chime.com/earn. That's chime.com/earn. Chime. Feels like progress. Banking services and debt card provided by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. Members FDIC. SpotMe eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. Direct deposit timing depends on submission of payment file. Boosts are available to eligible Chime members enrolled in SpotMe and are subject to monthly limit. Fees apply at out-of-network ATMs and for OTC withdrawals.
You made it through all the starts and stops of your tech business. And when you're with Amex Business Platinum, you can count on a network of benefits to keep going, including access to over $1,000 in business and travel value annually. And thanks to 5x membership rewards points on flights and prepaid hotels booked on AmexTravel.com, you and your plugged-in engineers can get rewarded for working in the cloud. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at AmericanExpress.com/AmexBusiness.
Tui, maybe you might be the best person to talk about this because You're on both sides, on the American side and the Ghanaian side. So for people that have not been to Ghana or not familiar, you know, the reason why we personally, you know, invested our time, energy, resources into Ghana, we just felt Ghana had a few things that was in his favor. It's safe, right? That's important. So from a security standpoint, you want to go to a country that you actually feel safe, and this is just anywhere in the world, right? So we've been all over the map, and you know, you kind of know when you're in dangerous areas, and you kind of know when you're in the area that's, you know, you feel comfortable in. So Ghana is a safe country, and it has a stable government, and that's important too. Unfortunately, especially in Africa, you know, government has been a major issue, and that's for a variety of different reasons, but that's neither here nor there. But you know, Ghana is one of these countries that has, you know, transitions of power, right? They don't have like military coups happening every 3 years. So that's important. Like you invest somewhere, you want to know that there's at least, you know, there's never going to be a perfect government, but at least there's no, you know, civil unrest that happens every other week, right? That's something that is not sustainable for investment, especially from foreign investment, because you don't know what's going on. So that works in his favor. But like, talk about your transition as far as, you know, an American going to Ghana, even though you're from Ghana originally, but like, because, you know, the healthcare system, all of that, kind of just walk us through your personal experience.
Yeah, no, my experience, it's interesting because I sometimes tell people you get the culture shock twice, right? Because I was born in the U.S. and then I moved to Ghana when I was 7, right? There was an adjustment, even though I was Ghanaian by blood, there was an adjustment in just being American and now trying to plug into the Ghanaian kind of school system. And then I came back to the U.S. for college, there was an adjustment. And then going back to Ghana, you don't realize like how much you kind of evolved during your formative years. But it was an adjustment to start out, but tremendous amount of opportunity because, you know, Kwame touched on the business environment. I actually moved back to Ghana in 2019 to join a small holding company. And at the time, like, you know, we had three restaurants in our portfolio, right? Fast forward to today, you know, five, six years later, we have upwards of 150. We're one of the largest franchisees for Pinkberry across the world, right? And this is just in Ghana. And so very quickly, I was able to kind of adjust to the dynamics of working and living in Ghana, because although our institutions are nascent, processes work. If you want to set up a company, there's a structure that you can follow to be able to do that, people to support and assist you all across the board. And then, you know, from a quality of life standpoint, like quality of life in Ghana is really high, especially if you're, you know, someone of middle income, upper middle class. Like there's certain things you can have access to. You have, you know, additional support, whether it's, you know, nannies at home to kind of support with upkeep. The healthcare infrastructure is really strong. We invested significant amounts of money, the government, private sector, into enhancing our healthcare systems. When you look at Ghana from kind of a social perspective, like everyone talks about Dirty December and like the year we go to party, but the social scene extends beyond that, right? There's movie theaters and golf courses and pickleball and all these nice kind of restaurants that you can partake in. And then on the cultural side, you know, there's a whole bunch of natural kind of, whether you want to go on hikes or you want to go to the Kakum Forest or you want to go to the Cape Coast Castles or you want to partake in like a cultural dance trove. There's just so much richness to Ghana from a social standpoint that even goes beyond just, you know, the parties that a lot of people will see on Instagram. And so for me, it was like that range just allowed me to kind of plug back in and really start to assimilate again. And I think, you know, when people are thinking about Ghana as a place, can I live here, right? Like everything from our healthcare to education system, like right now from a tech standpoint, you got a lot of people working remotely out in Ghana because quality of internet is there, right? We have 5G internet in Ghana too. There's Elon Musk Starlink that you can plug into just to make sure you have access to your Zoom meetings and Microsoft Teams. And so I think it's one of the things where like people feel like Africa can be distant and daunting, but stay connected to folks who've been there, come as a tourist first, and you'll see that it's a high quality of life that you can easily assimilate.
Well, Tui, talk about your specific journey as far as, like you said, you're one of the biggest franchisee, you had one of the biggest, you know, food chains in Ghana and in the whole probably continent. So yeah. talk about that as far as your entrepreneurial journey going there. Like what was the steps that you took to get up and running? Like kind of walk us through that.
Yeah. So my thought process was I've always known that I was an entrepreneur at heart. You know, I was a kid in middle school and high school who, you know, would sell back in Ghana, I would buy all these US fruit roll ups, Rice Krispie treats, all these snacks and sell it to my classmates. So I've always had that entrepreneurial spirit. And so when I was starting to think about going back to Ghana, you know, my preference was to do it through what's called entrepreneurship through acquisition. So I found a partner who had set up kind of a food business. They only had three locations at the time and just started working together as partners. And we said, hey, we want to stay opportunistic, right? And our thesis was literally Ghana is a very nascent market with a lot of opportunity. 60% of our population is under the age of 25, and the middle class is growing at an unprecedented rate. And so we knew people will always need food. So we started off in food service and really trying to scale kind of what is, you know, quick service, fast casual restaurants. And our thesis was, hey, we would get some of these Western brands and learn their processes and then implement it to scale up some of our local brands. And so now we have both, right? We have the franchise for Burger King and Pinkberry, but we also have local brands in Doman Foods and Chicken Man and collectively are the largest restaurant operator in Ghana, but we've continued to stay opportunistic and now have a presence in actually 14 different African countries, covering food service. We also do financial services where you provide kind of small business financing for people at the bottom of the pyramid. We have a gaming platform that effectively provides software for media houses to run raffles. So we actually partnered with Alvin and Kwame to run one of our raffles kind of through their media house, and then real estate. So both commercial and residential. And so partnered with Alvin and Kwame on Sambra to do on the residential side. And then on the commercial side, we also have a bunch of properties in Tanzania. And so it's been interesting to kind of first come to Ghana, but realize that the opportunity for growth extends beyond just Ghana, and taking that risk going to some of these other different markets. So across West Africa, East Africa, Tanzania, Kenya, Uganda, we're in Malawi, Mozambique, Sierra Leone. We're working on Senegal and Guinea. It's been fun, man. And I always extend myself as a resource for people who are looking to navigate, because I think first you need something to chase, or someone who's had the success you're looking for, and then just kind of leverage those partnerships to deepen your presence and figure out where you can also add value.
You made it through all the starts and stops of your tech business. And when you're with Amex Business Platinum, you can count on a network of benefits to keep going, including access to over $1,000 in business and travel value annually. And thanks to 5x membership rewards points on flights and prepaid hotels booked on AmexTravel.com, you and your plugged-in engineers can get rewarded for working in the cloud. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/AmexBusiness.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.